Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, November 29th. Throw out your leftovers day. Good advice nearly a week after Thanksgiving. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. On the Black Lands Cafe Facebook page, we ask, what happy results have you seen from children being adopted? Teresa Roseberry Sadler says, we're adoptive parents and our son has been a precious blessing to our family. I've never seen an adoption experience that wasn't happy. Thanks, Teresa. Let us hear from you. Today's factoid: there are 923 words in the English language that break the I before E rule. Only 44 words actually follow that rule. You can't believe in anything anymore, can you? Birthdays: born November 29th, 1832, novelist Louisa May Alcott. Born this day in 1898, author and Christian philosopher C.S. Lewis. Here's a rare clip of Lewis speaking on the BBC. The subject is prayer.
The point I want to drive home is that God has infinite attention, infinite leisure to spare for each one of us. You're as much alone with Him as if you were the only thing He'd ever created.
Country music pioneer Merle Travis, born November 29th, 1917.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Brooklyn and L.A. Dodgers broadcasting great Vin Scully, who just retired last year, is 90. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is 29 today. On this day in history, on November 29th, 1963, President Johnson forms the Warren Commission to look into the assassination of President Kennedy. On the KETR events calendar, the Commerce Community Action Program and the two elementary schools in Commerce are partnering to ask people from the community to donate a new or good used coat for the students of the Commerce ISD. Collections will be at the Magnuson Hotel from December 4th to December 5th. That's next Monday and Tuesday. For more information, see the events calendar at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from C.S. Lewis, whose birthday was November 29th. If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Lavelle, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark. How are you, sir?
Doing great. You took a group of kids, students, from A&M Commerce down to the Gulf Coast not long after Hurricane Harvey hit down there. And you all did a lot of good down there and were very involved in helping people recover. And now you're taking another group back again?
Taking another group back, John Mark, on December the 17th, as you mentioned a few minutes ago. We took 28 students the first time, spent a week down in Houston doing some work helping those that had been impacted by Hurricane Harvey. The students came back, were very excited about it, put in a proposal to President Keck because the students wanted to spend a week of their Christmas break, which I think is just phenomenal that they want to give up a week of their time to go back. And we're calling this one Hurricane Harvey Holiday Relief 2017. We're taking toys to all of the kids that we saw displaced while we were there. And so what we're doing at this time, we're just collecting toys for kids between the ages of 1 and 17 to take back with us.
You know, and I imagine that's an aspect of this that very few people have thought about. Maybe now, as the holiday season is upon us, they'll start thinking about it. But, the kids that were the victims of the flooding and what have you down there, you know, potentially it's not going to be a very happy Christmas for them.
But we're going to make sure that Texas A&M University Commerce does its part to bring some holiday cheer and festivities to the children there. And we've already made contacts with the folks that we're working with, and they're looking forward to us coming back. And all of my students, we're taking 28 this time, will be Santa's elves and reaching out, doing some work on day one. and very happy and pleased also that Coach Jason Burton and the women's basketball team will be in the area, and they're going to join us for a day and a half of work there in the Houston area as well. So it's just great that the university is getting involved with putting the A&M Commerce flag there in the Houston area.
And you're raising toys right now? You're collecting toys now?
We're collecting toys right now. We need as many toys as we can get for ages 1 to 17. Of course, we want these to be unwrapped. They can bring them by my office, Binion 217, or they can call me in the office at 903-886-5632. Again, 903-886-5632. And I'll be happy to come by and pick them up as well. So all the toys that we can get will bring about a lot of holiday cheer to the students there in the Houston area.
And, of course, now you said 1 to 17, and people do tend to think in terms of children 3-4 years old. They don't give as much thought to the teenagers.
And please keep in mind, because when we were there in the Magnolia, upper northern part of the Houston area, the schools were shut down. So you know, it impacted everyone, the elementary schools, the middle school, and the high school. So we wanted to bring holiday cheer to all of the young people there in the area. And I just can't stress how thankful I am for the students here at A&M Commerce for the work that they're doing and giving up a week of their time.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling here at A&M Commerce. So they're getting course credit for making this trip.
That is correct. They'll be in a course that I've created here at the University, Counseling 397, which basically is intro to mental health issues, because we know that a lot of the individuals there are dealing with depression and post-traumatic stress disorder and so forth. The students won't be doing any type of counseling of that nature, but if I'm there and if someone needs some help, of course, being in the counseling program, I can offer some assistance. But mainly the students will be there to bring holiday cheer and, of course, continuing the work of putting sheetrock up, raking yards, putting tape and bedding up, painting, and helping those who are in need.
So you're not just doing toys. You're not just distributing toys.
Oh, toys is only day one.
Right.
And of course, the students know that as well, and they know that day one will hit it hard, and they're looking forward to it. But again, John Mark, I just can't stress the importance of your listening audience knowing that A&M Commerce has some wonderful students and are willing to give up their time to do this.
How do you grade somebody for a course like this?
Oh, you grade it quite on a interesting way, because they have to write a reflective paper of all of their experiences that they incurred there. So it's not as though they're going to go down there. They're getting academic credit for this, and they have to apply some of the information they'd learned in the course that they had with me on mental health and look at the various illnesses that they may see as well. So it's graded. It's a class.
So in the previous group that you took down there, that was also a class.
That's correct.
And they did the same thing. They wrote a paper about their experiences.
That's correct. They will write a paper about their experiences. And one of the beautiful things they did, John Mark, also is that these students have already come back and spoken to other student organizations on campus. Mm-hmm. So it has a cascading effect. We talked to various groups on campus, over in housing, with Greek life, with student activities, with student government. We've talked to several of the administrators as well on campus.
These are all counseling students?
No, these are students that come across broad perspective of disciplines here at the university.
I mean, the students that you take.
They're in Counseling 397, but these are students who are majoring anywhere from counseling to psychology to business and so forth.
Well, Vale, you're doing the Lord's work.
We want to continue to do that work, that's for sure.
How's that hot chocolate?
On this beautiful day, John Mark, I can't tell you how great this hot chocolate is today.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.